Havoc by E. Phillips Oppenheim. Chapter 1. Crowned Heads Meet. Bellamy, King's spy, and Dorward, journalist, known to fame in every English-speaking country, stood before the double window of their spacious sitting-room, looking down upon the thoroughfare beneath. Both men were laboring under a bitter sense of failure. Bellamy's face was dark with forebodings. Dorward was irritated and nervous. Failure was a new thing to him, a thing which those behind the great journals which he represented understood less even than he. Bellamy loved his country, and fear was gnawing at his heart. Below, the crowds which had been waiting patiently for many hours broke into a tumult of welcoming voices. Down their thickly packed lines the volume of sound arose and grew, a faint murmur at first, swelling and growing to a thunderous roar. Myriads of hats were suddenly torn from the heads of the excited multitude. Handkerchiefs waved from every window. It was a wonderful greeting, this. "The Tsar on his way to the railway station," Bellamy remarked. The broad avenue was suddenly thronged with a mass of soldiery, guardsmen of the most famous of Austrian regiments, brilliant in their white uniforms, their flashing helmets. The small brougham with its great black horses was almost hidden within a ring of naked steel. Dorward, an American to the backbone and a bitter Democrat, thrust out his under lip. "The anointed of the Lord," he muttered. Far away from some other quarter came the same roar of voices, muffled yet insistent, charged with that faint, exciting timbre which seems always to live in the cry of the multitude. "The Emperor," declared Bellamy. "He goes to the West Station." The commotion had passed. The crowds in the street below were on the move, melting away now with a muffled trampling of feet and a murmur of voices. The two men turned from their window back into the room. Dorward commenced to roll a cigarette with yellow-stained nervous fingers, while Bellamy threw himself into an easy chair with a gesture of depression. "So it is over, this long-talked-of meeting," he said half to himself, half to Dorward. "It is over, and Europe is left to wonder." "They were together for scarcely more than an hour," Dorward murmured. "Long enough," Bellamy answered. "That little room in the palace, my friend, may yet become famous." "If you and I could buy its secrets," Dorward remarked, finally shaping a cigarette and lighting it, "we should be big bidders, I think. I'd give $50,000 myself to be able to cable even 100 words of their
Sample complete. Ready to continue?